Name of Jesus, amen. So our gospel reading today, which we just heard, shows us what Jesus means to be served by Jesus and to serve with Jesus. To be served by Jesus and to serve with Jesus. Our gospel reading begins with Jesus' disciples coming to him with a request. Jesus wants us to seek and we will find. He's open to our requests. The request that he listens to and receives is for each disciple to sit with Jesus side by side in his glory, one on the left and one on the right. And Jesus responds that they don't really know what they're asking for. Can these disciples, James and John, drink the drink Jesus drinks, he says, or be baptized into the baptism Jesus is baptized with? To which the eager disciples say, sure we can. And Jesus says, you're right, you will drink the cup. You will be baptized. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. That's for those who are prepared. Jesus then goes on to focus our attention not on greatness or special places of honor or status or any of that, but to center us on humility and serving. When the other 10 of the disciples hear what James and John are trying to have a secret meeting or a special focus group with Jesus, they rightly become angry. And Jesus calls his disciples and says to all of them, he gathers them, you know that those who are regarded as lords of the nations, the Gentiles, they have it this way of operating, might makes right, lord it over them, always be correct, exercise authority, not so with you. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be last. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, Jesus, but to serve, to give his life for many. Jesus, of course, is that Son of Man. He ends the reading by focusing to himself, who came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life for the life of the world. And our gospel reading today shows us that to be with Jesus is to be served by Jesus, to kind of get the order right, to be served by Jesus, to realize that we need to be served, humility, and to serve with Jesus in humility. To really serve, right, day in and day out, to really love each other, to really care for our families, to do the work faithfully, what God has given us to do, to serve and love even strangers, to make it through subway rides without getting angry, to have some persistence in life. Service like this, right? Meals for loved ones, working and paying health bills for a family member who needs it, praying in the middle of a busy day, taking time to text a friend who is losing hope. All of this takes commitment and courage. To serve with Jesus then gets the order right, to be served by Jesus and with Jesus. Jesus came to serve. In Jesus, we have that strength to serve. In our gospel reading, Jesus speaks about the baptism he is baptized with and the cup that he drinks. And that baptism that he's baptized with is the cross. And the cup he drinks is the cup of wrath on the cross. And that's the cup of his blood and the baptism of his death. And there it is. He suffers. He dies. He does that to give forgiveness, life, and salvation. He did not come to be served, but to serve. And Jesus also says in our gospel reading today that his disciples, his followers, will be baptized into that death. And they will drink the cup of Jesus' blood. Isn't that what Scripture teaches? To be faithful, to be a servant is to be served, baptized into Jesus Christ, drinking the cup of salvation here in Holy Communion, getting strength here as we confess our sins, washed again, here as we receive the food of heaven. Scripture shows us that when we receive communion, the body and blood of Christ is there. We are there in the death of Christ, broken now, given, taken, and eat for us, for our strength, his death, our strength. The broken body of Christ in the sacrament makes us whole, right, as one body, broken as we are, just as Jesus was broken and we are now whole in him, empowered to serve with Jesus. See, Jesus serves us, right, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper. He talks about it in his reading. They don't quite get it yet, but we got the big picture. In baptism, in the cup we share, in this meal. Served by his grace, his power, focused on Jesus. And the meaning there, as he gathers his disciples, kind of for the punchline of our text today, if you want more service, if you want more focus on devotion, more prayer in your life, more love, more patience, more commitment, more self-control, even joy, if you want all that, confess your sins. Go back to that baptism. Renew it in Jesus. Go to communion where you kneel down and realize you're served. Receive the body and blood of Christ to be served, to realize how much we need it, and Jesus who gives it all to us. Jesus gathers his disciples, right? Right here at this altar, he'll do it again. He huddles with us to teach us about service. This is how we learn to serve with Jesus, to being served by Jesus. And it's a pattern, isn't it? Where we serve others, we've been served, and so we serve. How many quarrels and grievances and grudges would be avoided, if we just focused on Jesus? See, there was quarreling and fighting among those first disciples. And Jesus gathers them together and focuses on the cup of his death and the baptism of his life. You know, serving, it can be tiresome and trying, and to serve each day can sometimes, frankly, seem overwhelming. Isn't that why we set aside a day each week to be gathered by Jesus, to receive his cup and his baptism? Jesus knows our weaknesses, and he knows our fragile egos, and he knows our tipping points, and he knows our deepest needs. He knows all that. And he welcomes us again in confession here at this table to kneel down, to be served again. There's power there, right, in Jesus who serves. That's really what being great is about. Being served by Jesus. Being great with others is following that pattern, serving with Jesus. It's not fancy. It's not complicated. You can actually just see it and do it. And that's how it's realized. The life of Jesus, the life of service. And as Jesus gathers us today and teaches us about serving by being served, as we come forward to the Lord's Supper, I want us to think about how we can serve Jesus more this week. As we come up, think about it. Think about who we can serve with Jesus, having been served by Jesus from Monday to Saturday. There's strength to serve given today, this Sunday, this day set aside for service, for Jesus to serve us. Amen.